Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What?
Are you my appendix?
I don't know what you do or how you work, but I feel like I should take you out. Are you an orphanage?
What the hell is going on?
Because I want to give you kids.
Are these like the world's worst chat-up lines?
If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
I actually feel quite unwell. You need to stop.
Hi, I'm an astronaut, and my next mission...
is Uranus.
And my next mission is to explore Uranus. And that would be a dirty, dirty mission.
Oh my god, you're actually not well.
Do you want one more?
No, I really don't.
Let's give you one more.
No.
By the way, before we do start the podcast.
What are you doing?
No, honestly, I bought this new jumper. Feel this. What does that feel like? Fiancé material?
No, what's happening?
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nillyweds, episode number 15. Is there anything recently that I'm annoying you about? I think we should get it out there.
Yeah, you annoy me when you, like, click at me and make me, like, to get my attention. I'm like, sorry, what am I, your dog?
Would you, I never click
yes,
at you.
Yes, you did it literally over there. You were like, Sophie. Yeah, you're like, Sophie.
Sorry, I don't click at you like a dog, Emma.
Yeah, that's... you do.
Oh,
you
my... Do. Are you joking?
Oh, you... And we're not talking about poo, so...
Yeah, we
that...
are. Go on,
no,
Seth.
We're not.
Go on, tell me. What's the poo one?
Like, you don't like closing the door, and I think it's just got to a point now where it's unbearable.
Oh, my...
Okay, and then...
Sophie
one other
Habu.
Thing. One
Sophie
Habu
was sitting on the plane, and you farted next to me. Yes, you did.
Are you joking?
Yeah, there was a smell, and you started laughing.
No, I started laughing because that girl kept pushing back at me. I didn't even know anyone had farted. I didn't even smell it.
Okay.
There was no smell on the plane. What are you talking about? You're literally just plucking things out.
Right.
This is what's happening, guys.
What is happening?
You come on this podcast and you try and out me and it's not going to work anymore, sister.
No, I don't out you as anything. You are just fab. You're great.
Who are you going to say? You are just fab.
You're great. I have nothing to complain about. You don't click at me. You don't do anything at me.
I know I don't.
Yeah, you're just great, to be honest. I think you really are.
What's the catch?
There is no catch whatsoever.
What's the catch?
There is no... Well, there's one thing you've done which really annoyed me this week.
What?
We went for dinner with all of our friends and we had a lovely time. And then we woke up the next day and you had set up a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Yeah? And what?
Oh, I left you a hot bear. You, the reason being, I actually didn't mean to do that, but Jamie's like allergic to WhatsApp groups. Like that you have not even wrote in the WhatsApp group since people have said, hi, Jamie, and you've just read and ignored.
But I don't understand how you set up a WhatsApp group and then you just don't even invite me.
Because you're next to me and I forgot.
So you forgot that your fiance wasn't in the WhatsApp.
I know, I also archived you the other day somehow and I couldn't find your text for ages. I was like, what has happened? I was like, Jamie's scrolling through. I couldn't even get your like... any of our chats up and you're archived.
Well,
by mistake.
The funniest is when, and I think a lot of couples have this, the funniest is when I have an argument with you and I'm probably a bit drunk and then what I do is I block you and everything.
Yeah, this is that EL night, guys, remember?
What happened on the EL night? So I blocked you, didn't I, from everything?
He went crazy that night and he blocked me off everything and I called and called him. We obviously made up. I called and called and called him all week. I was like, I can't get through to you. Like, it's so weird. And you were like, I'm not getting any calls. And then we worked out you'd blocked me off Instagram, everything.
I'd blocked.
You're actually, woo!
I am. You really upset me, and so I blocked you and everything.
Do you remember what I did?
Yeah, you put me in a car home without you. You like that's
I was
cool.
A good girlfriend.
No, that's
and
not.
You were embarrassing yourself, so I said, "Off you go."
And you let me go in a car.
I came home, guys, and outside our door was like 6 pizzas. You hadn't even taken them upstairs. Oh, thank God you don't drink like that anymore. Those are the crazy days.
Hey, we went to Portugal this weekend. We had a lovely time. And the funniest story that you told me, because when we were coming back on the flight, was when you were sitting next to that guy on the flight. Sophie has this weird thing where she, I don't know if anyone else has this, where she has these like little, what are they, little squeezy juice things?
Right, I don't actually drink anymore because I had a full-on addiction, but Robinson's fruit squash, I physically couldn't drink water without it. So I'd then get these little squirty bottles that you can get, which are like really small and you can pack them with you, take them in hand luggage, and I'd squeeze them into my water bottle. And you know the pressure on the flight?
What do you mean the pressure on the flight?
The pressure on the flight, if sometimes like a packet of crisps will pop, you know?
What?
Anyway, that's the thing.
Sorry.
Air pressure, you stupid pig. Anyway, I just sat on this flight and there was this guy next to me. He was in a white linen shirt. He was falling asleep. Flight takes off. We'd been sat on the ground for ages. So the minute it took off, I was like, right, getting myself comfy. Got my water bottle out. Got my Robinson's fruit squash out. It was blackcurrants, a purple. And I opened it and it went all over him. He was in a white shirt and he was sleeping. He was like, what's that? And then he just went, must be nothing. Went back to sleep. It was covered. He had it all over his white shirt. And I had to sit. I was like, put the squash away. I had to sit with this man with red splattered all over him, all over his face, in his ear, everything for 2.5 hours.
When he woke up, did he realise he was on it?
No, he walked off the flight and I was like, literally dying. I was like, this is so awful. And the worst thing was, I'm pretty sure the air student saw it. Everyone was walking past and like, why is this blood splattered over him?
We were on the flight yesterday coming back from Soph's mum's house and Soph was trying to watch a movie on her iPhone. And there were these really cool little like contraptions that you
could... you're going to say cool kids in front of her.
No, there were these cool contraptions that you could like flick down above your tray table that would hold an iPhone.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
It was
VA,
really cool.
Well done.
So Soph put her phone up there and the person in front, I think, knew that you had your phone up there, just kept going poof and leaning back into the chair.
It's like almost bizarre. She was like... I was like, what is happening? Every 5 minutes, boof, onto my head.
So the phone kept falling off. I got annoyed, so I pushed the chair really hard. And I was in the crack. And they turned around and looked at me. And I caught her. I caught eyes with her. And I just shook my head and went...
You're really weird. Like, things like that don't faze me. You get actual, like...
Because you don't have that bone in your body. You don't have an awkward bone in your body for some reason like that.
No. As in, like, her doing that didn't really bother me. I was kind of like, oh, can you not? But, like...
Yeah, that really annoys me.
That really annoys you. Like, yeah. Someone, like, flapping about in front of you in a queue, like, will make Jamie red with anger. I'm just like, I couldn't care less that this person is taking so long to pay for their eggs on toast.
Yeah, but it takes ages. Like, hurry up. Like, in traffic, it's, like, the most
but
annoying...
But you don't drive.
Yeah, but I drive a Vespa.
And you're so bad. You cut people up the whole time.
Are you kidding me?
You do.
Speaking of
someone
the person...
told us the other day. Yeah, I know, but I admit it. I put my hands up to it.
Sophie, have we said the story when you follow car? Sophie is the worst driver.
No, don't say this because I could get my license taken off me.
From who? Who's
I've had it
to
taken
this?
Off me before.
Yeah, but who's going to listen to this? Some police officer and come arrest you?
DHLA. Is that what you call that?
DVLA.
Oh, wow. DVLA.
Sophie does this thing. We'll put the sat nav on. We'll get the sat nav all sorted. And we'll go. And he goes, please go straight ahead.
Is that so how
we'll,
they talk?
Yeah. Or you can change the voice. He goes, please go straight ahead. So we'll drive straight ahead. Driving down. He goes, please turn left at the next turning. So if there's a car in front of us. There's a car that we don't even know who that car is. That car is a complete stranger in front of us. The sat nav will go, please turn left at the next turning. Sophie doesn't turn left. Just goes across and follows the car in front. I said, you meant to turn left there. She went, oh, sorry, I was following the car ahead of me. I said, why? I said, oh, I don't know. I thought it was going the right way. It's a random fucking car. Why would it be the right way?
I thought in my head, I like zone out. I go into another world. I thought in my head it was going onto the motorway. And I was like, if I follow this car,
it'll take. Like it's a magic car. What are you on about? It's like it's and also you do these things where you don't care. Portobello Road, where we live.
No, this is illegal. So
yeah, no one can stop you. Portobello Road, where we live.
Well, yes, they can. A policeman could be watching this.
What are they going to do? They haven't caught. It's. You could say to a police officer, "I've just taken 10 pills of ecstasy."
Why drugs, Jamie?
Well, it's okay. You could say anything, and they can't do it. They can't arrest you there and then. They have to catch you doing the crime. I mean, murder's probably different. If you said you've murdered someone, there's probably lots of different. Actually, I don't think that rule stands out. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, don't listen to it.
But anyway, Portobello Road's a one-way street. Sophie drives.
So let's not, because this is a health and safety hazard and people are going to really dislike me. I just don't.
But you don't mean to. Sophie doesn't think about it being one way, just drives up into the one-way street. One-way street, traffic hooting at her. And she goes, oh, sorry. And then it parks on the side.
Yeah.
What happened that time when we went to our friend's wedding?
My God.
Go on, you should say it. Doesn't matter.
Jamie Fazzi, classic Jamie, midway through the day before, he went down the night before because he was an usher. He said, oh, rang me up. I forgot my suit. You're going to have to come down really early. I was like, okay, well, where am I going to get ready? Bearing in mind, at this time, I didn't really know the people that well.
You didn't know anyone. You hadn't really met anyone.
I was fresh into the friendship group.
Damn straight girl.
And Jamie was like, you could just get ready at where the bride's getting ready. And I was a bit like, does she know about this? I'm pretty sure I turned up and she was like, sorry, you're not in my bridal party. Why are you here? I turn up in this Range Rover that Jamie's like rented. And the photographer was trying to help me park. And I reverse in front of everyone. Bearing in mind, I knew nobody into a wall and the whole backside of the Range Rover.
She reversed the Range Rover into a wall.
Into the wedding, the wall of where the wedding was. Oh.
And totaled the back of the Range Rover and then went, oh, sorry. And
I was like, don't worry, it's fine. Everyone was like, is it bad? I was like, no, it's fine. The whole thing caved in.
It was so bad, we can never rent from that company ever again. They won't allow us to rent from it.
Yeah, I was in my finest.
On better news, how cute was it that we got that message about Hinge?
So some guy off Hinge, I think his name's Hugo, if you ladies want to go check him out, he said, you know where it says the bio, like, what are you looking for? He said that Sophie Habu and Jamie Leng type of love.
That was on his bio on Hinge? How cool is that?
So cool.
And then, even cooler than that, Soph, do you know who I mean by Daisy Edgar Jones?
Yeah.
I went and interviewed her, and as I walked in, she went, congratulations! And I went, why? And she goes, because you're getting engaged to the loveliest person in the world. And I went, Sophie, she goes, yeah, I'm such a big fan.
Stop it.
I know. Get out of town.
How does she know I'm the loveliest person?
Well, I don't know, Sophie. Maybe she's seen your social media. Isn't
no,
that cool?
That's made my day.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. Hey, what have you, I spoke about this with her. Have you ever been heartbroken before?
A little bit.
Okay, with who?
I don't know. I don't know if I have so much. But why have you?
No.
You have?
I have you.
Wait, you cried on someone's plimsolls. Heard the story one too many times. Some pink Converse plimsolls.
No,
and you
not
cried pink. On the tears.
Cried her lace, on...
your tears dropped on her laces and you're like...
No, someone broke up with me. And when they broke up with me, it's the only time I've ever been heartbroken. And what I thought would be a cool thing to do would be to beg. Because I thought that's what you do when you're younger. You beg for them not to
you
break up.
You also begged for me once.
Okay, well, hang on. Jesus. Stop jumping the timeline.
We'll
get to that if you want. I was on my hands and knees and I was begging her not to break up with me.
What, saying what? Do you know depression?
Please don't.
No, you're joking. I would have literally vomited.
Please don't break up with me.
You were holding her feet to the floor. Don't go. Like, that is almost harassment.
And I said, wait, I want to marry you. I love you.
At what age?
15.
No.
Cold-hearted girl. You've just broken hearts left, right, and centre. You're like just a... You're probably going to do it to me.
Yeah, but do you remember when you waited outside? Jamie and I, when we first went out, had a technicality, which we won't go into.
We will go into it because it's unfair. We were dating.
Yeah, we were dating. You slept with another girl. Bingo. Yeah, you really want to go into that?
Yeah, I do want to go into it.
I don't.
We were dating.
Did. Yes, dating. Do you know what that means?
You said I gave you Grima. So you,
what? No, yeah. I didn't.
At the beginning, when we first started dating, you didn't fancy me that much.
Huh? Who told you that?
Well, I don't know. This is the thing that I felt like. You said to...
I was one time you were very hungover. I don't like people waking up in the morning and not brushing their teeth. Like, don't talk to me until you brush your teeth. You used to like lie in bed and speak to me and I'd be like, oh, like he's not going to brush his teeth. And it really weirded me out. You were there.
That's what turned you off.
Yes. Boys, wake up, brush your teeth until you're over the honeymoon period. Actually, describe that. Always brush your teeth before you even open your mouth and speak to somebody. Like, to this day, if Jamie tries and speaks to me without me brushing my teeth, I'm literally like, I can't talk to you. I've not brushed my teeth yet.
Sophie said to me yesterday, she said there was this one time where actually your breath smelled of shit. You said it was so bad.
I don't want to say this because people will think you're gross.
No, it was one time and you went, honestly.
It wasn't just one time.
So this one time, you actually thought my breath stank of shit. You were like, what? You smelled my breath and you were like, what is that smell?
I couldn't understand what this smell was. I've had it with you. Your breath smells of shit. So shut up.
We should probably discuss that moment because we touched on it. Sophie and I were dating. And
you can watch it on Main Chelsea.
Yeah, it was on Main Chelsea. We were dating. You said to me that you don't think this is going to work, our relationship. And so therefore, I went out that night and I hooked up with someone because I was upset and sad. And then I got in trouble because you said you didn't want the relationship, but I got in trouble because I hooked up with someone.
No,
that's exactly what happened.
You guys want the real deep.
Is that what happened? You say yes or no?
We decided it wasn't going to happen because like exes and la la la. And then that night, bearing in mind, he skedaddles off and sleeps with someone that I know. And then that morning, we spoke and we were sort of like, oh, should we just
No, you're
like, okay, let's just give it a go, whatever. And then you were like, oh, yes. We went for dinner or whatever, went back to yours. And there was no bed sheets on your bed. And I was like, that's weird. You changed your sheets randomly. And you were like, should we go stay in a hotel? I was like, lovely. Took me to the Corinthia. Little did I know it was because you had a very dirty, dirty secret.
Yeah, but you can't change your mind.
Yes, I can.
Oh my God.
You
change your mind.
You are a dirty dog. Anyway, come on. You've grown up since then.
We've grown up since then.
And we weren't official, so like, let's just, he didn't, you know.
For so many years, I wanted our story to be different of how we met. But actually, we met via a TV show, I suppose. We didn't meet in like a scene or whatever. Things that we met. The link was this TV show that we were on.
Yeah.
And that's kind of romantic, I think, in lots of different ways.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's so romantic.
It's quite fun that we have like little clips to show our kids.
Yeah. Can you remember the first conversation we had or the first time you met me?
Yeah, you asked me if I fancied Alec Alphys. And I was like, no.
He was the American guy I made in Chelsea. Is that what I asked you?
Yeah, you were like, would you get with him? I was like, no. Oh, wait. Or maybe you asked me if I fancied that. You asked me if I would get with someone. And I was like, no.
And what was your first take on me?
I didn't like you very much.
What?
Yeah, you were quite mean. I didn't really like you. And then I quickly liked you after Croatia. Anyway, why are we going down this route?
Because it's lovely to reminisce about things.
I didn't like you that much. Why are we going down this route? Things. You always made this joke about blowing people up. Like, I was like, I don't get this joke. You made the same joke every time I saw you to everyone. You'd be like, poof! And I was like, ha! And I was like, what is this dude's problem? Did you not? Do you remember? And I didn't know you. I could just hear you doing it every time I saw you. And I was like, the same joke.
Jesus.
And then we went to Croatia and I was like, love.
And you still love me now?
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, come on.
Do you work for UPS? I could have sworn I saw you checking out my package. Right, should we listen to listeners' messages?
You're so strange. Yes, please.
All right, it's time for listeners' messages.
Okay, I've got one from Ness Holmes. Ness said, "Hey guys, I'm getting married in August 2023. In conversation with friends this week, someone informed me that apparently when they ask in the ceremony if anyone knows of any reason that the marriage shouldn't go ahead, if anyone speaks, even if it's just a joke, then the wedding can't continue. My father-in-law thinks he's so funny and I just know he'll say something sarcastic out loud, trying to be the funny man. But what if his joke stops the wedding? What if all the money we're spending is wasted? I've had sleepless nights since finding out. What do I do to stop it being a disaster?"
Wait, so if someone actually says out in a wedding...
They can't go ahead.
It can't go ahead.
I need that, yeah.
No, even if it's a joke, people always... At that moment...
If anyone goes, "Yeah, I do," I'd be like, "You're out." Like, who does that as a joke? It's not funny.
But the people do it as a joke.
Who?
Well, every single time I've been to a wedding.
Sorry, nonsense.
No, when I go to weddings, the same thing happens where anyone who rejects this wedding from happening, please make yourself heard now. And no one says, everyone, there's a little murmur, no one says anything. And the priest or whoever says it, they always go, "Ah, oh, well, that's good, isn't it?" And everyone laughs. There's always like a joke about it. I don't think if you actually speak
because
out.
Because no one does it. Yes, they do. Well, that's the truth. I think, say to your stepdad, seriously, you can't come if you're going to do that.
Why would he speak out?
Because he's like one of those like jokers. And she's like, she just knows that he's going to make like an inappropriate joke. Like he'll have to be the funny man.
I might do that as well.
I would put like duct tape on his mouth.
You put a muzzle on him like
and
a dog.
And cover him.
Why would
Because otherwise then he can rip the duct tape off.
You would handcuff him and duct tape and put him in the front row?
Yeah. Or shove him at the back. I would just say absolutely not. Like no chance. You've just got to make yourself heard.
What do you mean you've got to make yourself
she
heard?
She needs to like tell him how like
how
serious. Yeah.
By the way, it's not true. That's from our producer. Is it true, Sam? So it's not even true.
You're losing sleep over nothing.
And also, what a funny joke to make at the wedding. Ha, ha, ha.
No.
Yes, hilarious.
All right, make it at the wedding. We're going to an auger.
I'm not going to do it there.
Hey, why not?
Because it won't be
your
funny.
Your best though. Man of honour.
I'm not going to do it there. Okay, here we go. We got one from Louise Murphy who says, "Hello, you guys absolutely crack me up. I really love listening to the podcast. It reminds me of planning for our wedding and how much it takes over your life and brain. I'm sure you guys know about Dame Deborah James, aka Bow Babe." So very sad. Yes, it is. And her motto of checking your poo. "When I listened to this week, I realized that Jamie is already ahead of the game here. And although Sophie is right and the rest of us do not look at our poo after wiping, we all do, 100%, we actually really should. Could be worth a mention that Jamie is actually right and we're all wrong. Anyway, keep us laughing. It's brilliant. Lou." Told you.
That is so true. I actually had another person message me about that of the poo samples. So. Everyone go check your poo.
By the way, quick one. Did we ever hear back? Where is your stool sample?
It got returned. To the sender, so not me, to like whoever sent it. I know, I got a horrible email. Anyway.
Wait, hold on, you got a horrible email saying
I just said it had been returned. I was like, what do you mean it's been returned? So can I have my results?
To Uranus.
Oh, God. Okay, I've got one from Susie.
Yeah, sing it out, girl.
I got one from...
Go.
Right, no, this is quite funny. So you know Jamie and I asked you to send us where you're listening to the podcast, so like what you're doing. I'm listening to a podcast doing a penis amputation on a tortoise called Martha. Why's the Martha got penis? That's a girl's name. I'm a small animal vet in North London. Gets better. The last episode I was squeezing a dog's anal glands. That is fucking vile. Why's Martha got a dick? I don't get it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And do tortoises have penises?
Of course they have penises.
Doesn't an ant have a penis?
Yes. Loads of animals have penises.
Well, they have to, right?
Yeah, of course. Tortoises have penises.
Dragon, what are those?
Dragons?
What are those?
Dragonflies.
No, in the sea, the girls.
Seahorse.
Seahorses.
Yeah, they have sex with themselves, I think. I think they have they're male have and female. I think they're male. Interesting fact about turtles, how cool is this? When they're born, they're neither male or female. The heat basically makes them male or female. And actually, and because the hotter, I think it is, correct me if I'm wrong, the hotter the egg means it's female, the colder means it's male. And the problem with the world heating up is there's way more female tortoises, turtles. Yes, they can't reproduce as much. Yeah, so they're born without a sex, and the heat determines the sex.
That is a very cool fact. Let us all know.
And also, another interesting fact about turtles is that no one realized they were carnivores, but they actually are. We thought they were herbivores, but they actually eat jellyfish. They clear the ocean of jellyfish. They're really important.
I think I knew that.
And your favorite animal?
Turtles.
There we go, honey. By the way, on that note, after that one, I put up a poll of people who have listened to our podcast while having sex.
We've said this.
No, I didn't say it last time. Didn't say the results. Never told the results. You know, over 1,000 people have listened to our podcast while having sex.
Don't believe it.
Why would they lie? Over 1,000 people.
So what, they're getting horny over us?
Well, I just think they're having sex and putting on a podcast in the background. Maybe we should do that.
No thanks.
Okay, got a message from Georgina. I've accidentally come across a photo of an engagement ring on my partner's phone. And now every time I go out with him, I think, oh God, it's going to happen. How do I stop myself from constantly thinking about this? We've been together 6 years and we're both pretty open about talking about it. Your guys' help would be greatly appreciated. Big one.
That is huge. Okay, firstly, I don't think you can go back on it. Like, you know. So now you just need to be excited and don't think about it too much. That's the worst advice ever. Look, you've got a heads up. Get your nails done all the time.
It's just shocking advice. It's shocking.
What would you say? Erase your brain.
Yeah, erase your brain. Exactly. Don't think about it.
You can't.
Did you ever see Sophie Haboob? You're a freaking liar. I knew it. Sophie Haboob.
I didn't.
Did you ever see a ring or anything like that, or anything on my phone?
No, I didn't.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
I did not.
Sophie, did you ever see a ring on my phone?
No, I never saw one on your phone.
No.
I never saw the ring. There was a time where there was this envelope.
What?
And like 6 rings in it.
What?
I'm so sorry. No, I didn't know. Take it back. No, wait, I didn't know. Jamie, I didn't know. No, there was just this weird envelope.
Oh my God. You went snooping around in my envelopes and you... You're laughing about this.
By the way, I did not go snooping around. I was going to film in Wilderness and I needed to get all my chargers from there.
So you went into an envelope.
It was 5 a.m. It was open. You didn't hide it.
Yes, I did hide it.
It was a brown envelope, but it was like this, open.
Why did you go into it?
Because it was in the cupboard and it was open. Why are you going into it? These glistening rings were in there. And I was like, what's that? No. And now I'm upset.
Who did you tell?
Didn't tell anyone.
You're lying.
And also, by the way, you didn't propose for another year. Literally another year. So that whole time I was like, well, must have been not for me.
Who did you phone straight away? Your sister?
I swear to God I didn't tell a soul. I actually swear on my knife.
You saw rings.
I didn't want to see them. Then you didn't propose for a whole other year. So yeah, I was
That's because I had second thoughts. I didn't. I'm lying. That's a total lie. That's a total lie.
Wait, are you upset? I feel sad.
I'm not upset because it was still a surprise and I love you and whatever.
And it was a whole year later.
Can I just put it out there to anyone?
And I didn't tell a soul.
To anyone who, to the lovely Georgina who has looked on his phone, don't go and look on partners' phones and look at photos.
Yeah, but especially maybe it was mistake, you know, like flicking through.
Yeah, but don't go looking. This is a really great... For whoever's going to propose, and I know anyone can propose, but if you think you're going to get proposed to, don't go and look for the rings or look for it or anything like that.
Just to clarify, I agree. And I didn't tell anyone because I actually didn't.
It's such a wonderful moment.
And then I actually started thinking, because you bought me a bracelet, I thought that someone had just given you these fake rings. I didn't really know what it was. And then I just forgot about it. So don't be upset. I was very surprised.
All right, here we go. Another message.
Okay, this one's a good one, guys. So brace yourself. I think this has to be anonymous. Okay, So, oh my God, the juiciest story. I was a bridesmaid for a wedding that got delayed because of COVID, and a little farmhouse had been booked for the night before the wedding where all the girls were meant to get ready together in the morning. Anyway, they went to stay there anyway because the wedding had been moved, but they wanted a girls' night in and it had already been booked. The night before the supposed to-be wedding, the bride revealed she had been having a full-blown affair with another bridesmaid since the hen do. So they'd obviously had the hen do. It then got postponed, the wedding, because of COVID. They'd had this affair at the hen do and then continued this affair. God. No one could believe it. And we were told the groom still didn't know, as neither of them were gay before, so were scared to tell everybody. When they finally told the groom he was still going to marry her, and they both convinced him to give it a go as a throuple, the bride clearly wanted the best of both worlds.
Oh my God.
I just don't understand. So did then the bridesmaid get in a wedding dress too and go down the aisle? Was she just a piece on the side?
No, I don't think this guy got married to them both.
Well, they're a throuple.
Yeah, but I don't think they both could have walked down the aisle. I think he got married and they just had an open relationship with another person.
What? Well, that would suck to be the other one. Like, you don't have a ring on your finger. You wouldn't quite feel in the clan.
Obviously not. It was an affair that
went on.
But
then they become a couple. A throuple, sorry.
Yeah, but I think that's just purely sex.
Someone's going to get hurt in that throuple.
Which sounds actually a dream. Would you ever consider...
I beg your pardon.
Would you ever consider going into a throuple?
No, I wouldn't, and you make me sick.
What as if it was Bradley Cooper?
No, I just go in a couple with
him. Okay, what happens if it was me, Chase Crawford, and you?
Again, Chase Crawford.
You would go over to Chase Crawford?
No, I would never do that. But I would never have a throuple. Ooh, 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 ooh. What, you and Chase Crawford having sex? No, thanks.
No, I'm not having sex with Chase Crawford.
Why would you want to share me with Chase Crawford?
I'm asking you the question.
Because you want me to ask it right back to you, and I know the answer. No.
Okay, all right, fine. I got one more listener's message. And this one, if you don't like a chat about poo, please cover your ears for this
one. No.
Hiya, I have an interesting story about a wedding that my mum and dad went to. This time around 2 years ago, my mum and dad went to a family friend's wedding. It was near a beach and far away from any of their houses. So they rented a house lodge thing for an overnight stay for my mum, dad, the bride and groom, and another family. That evening, they got so drunk that the groom did a poo.
Oh my God.
In the kettle.
No. How would it fit in the kettle? His butt must have been on fire.
Why would his butt be on fire?
Because kettles are typically always a bit warm. Like, people make tea all throughout the day. So he's opened the little lid and like, the steam would have been coming up.
The next morning, the other family's mother went to make tea. Oh. And when she drank it, it tasted weird. When she opened the kettle, she saw a fat log floating in the water. They boiled his poo.
That is actually making me heave, and it would have all been broken up. Because of the boil.
Cooked
Surely
it.
She would have seen would have it when it. She poured it out that it was brown water.
Oh my God. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our wedding update. We have some really great, exciting news.
We do, because finally we've booked.
We have finally signed the contracts. We have paid the deposit. We have done all the wedding venue and the pre-party location as well. We have done it. High five to you and I, Sophia Boo. It's your foot. Is that exciting?
I'm really excited. But I thought we'd done that ages ago. So we're really on the road to success over here with the wedding.
Yeah.
We just need to work out how many people and write a guest list.
Who is going to come to the party? This is the next thing that we're going to talk about.
Party.
Okay. And who's going to come to the wedding? Like, who do we pick? We have 160 people coming.
So many friends.
Well, it's not that many friends. Okay, fine. Are children allowed to come? Do we want kids?
I know. Is this really tricky? Because I feel like we have a lot big families.
Yeah.
And are their kids going to come? I personally would rather not have kids. So I think we've got to do it from a year, like an age and above.
But then what do we do about flower girls?
I think the flower girls are there and then they go back, or what?
On the flight by themselves?
No, I think like they have a nanny and a nanny picks them up. Well, maybe we get a nanny to sit in one of the, like, have the little kids on the day.
You want to create a creche at the wedding?
I don't know, but I'm definitely having my little flower girl.
So we're deciding that we don't want to have any kids at the wedding. That's the idea.
No, but the flower girl.
Yeah, we're gonna have the flower girl, I get that, but we're not gonna have any kids at the wedding, right?
And we've got two flower girls and a flower boy, right?
Well, he's called a page boy. A flower boy.
Page boy, so sweet. I keep wanting to get them outfits, but they're going to have grown by next year, so I keep waiting.
Wait, hang on. You have to stay on topic. Because what are we going to do? Are we going to have kids at the wedding or no?
No.
We're not having any kids?
No.
Okay, is that final with it? And yeah, your reason behind it is what?
Because they're annoying. No, I love kids, but like not loads of them. Oh gosh, this is just, I just can't. I'm a Libra. I can't make decisions. Okay,
make a decision. Stick with
kids
it.
Kids over 15, I think you're allowed, right?
Okay, under 15.
We don't really know that many over 15-year-olds. I don't hang out with loads of 15-year-olds and above. But cousins, if we have any over 15,
you don't hang out with a load of 15-year-olds and above,
right? And then what do we do about? I would happily have like our flower girl and the flower girls and the page boys stay, but then it's mean on the other people who have kids. So then I think they're probably, I don't know what, I guess that's up to their parents.
It's
really
a real dilemma for us. I don't really
but
know
other
what
than
do.
Those kids, yeah. Those three kids, I don't know. I think you've got to ask one more flower girl, actually.
What do we do? I mean, can we ask the listeners for their help? Hey, listen, to anyone who's listening right now, what do you think the best idea is to do when you're thinking about having kids at your wedding? As we all know, we're doing our wedding in Spain. We're doing it over there, so it's quite hard to get out there. Do we invite kids or do we just have flower girls and page boys? Please let us know at Nillyweds Podcast on Instagram or send us an email, contact@nillywedspodcast.com. Because it's tricky, right?
I think that they can bring the kids on holiday with them. Like, I don't think they have to leave them back in UK, but like just for the day. I mean, it doesn't start till 6 p.m. the wedding. So, and the night before
it's
8 p.m.
They're going to be tired as well by their
little
kids.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, the flower girl, they're going to have to be shipped off. But they'll probably do the little ceremony and then have to go to bed anyway. It's not like a daytime thing.
Also, the other part of it is like, how do we pick our friends and things like that? But there's 160 people coming. Okay.
Well, if they're our friends.
Yeah, but do they bring, what about partners?
That's tricky. I don't know. There's a few that I just don't know. If I don't know the partner, I don't think we don't have the space. We've got too many people.
Yeah, but so you can't just, do we, you have to make a rule about it. So what
okay,
are we
doing? So we're not doing the no ring, because loads of my friends aren't married.
What is that?
Engaged.
No ring, no bring.
Unless you're engaged, you can't, or married, then you can't come. So that's not happening. But I think unless we know them, like, you know, we've done a one-on-one dinner with them, we know them well, or like we just know them, then they can't come.
That's brutal. So that's...
We just don't have the room, Jamie. You're inviting your bloody accountant.
No, I'm inviting my therapist.
No, you're not. She doesn't want to come.
Yes, she does want to come.
Is she?
Yeah. Yes, my therapist, Mal, is coming.
Is she really?
100%.
Oh. I don't think she is.
Is she not?
She's going to fly to Spain for your wedding.
Yes.
Surely she'll feel a bit uncomfortable with that. No, otherwise, also, she'd have to do it to like all her clients.
No, I speak to her every single week. We're great friends. So therefore, my therapist...
It's inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate.
It is.
It's not inappropriate at all.
She even told you it was inappropriate.
She said to me it was inappropriate, and I disagreed with her. I said, it's not inappropriate. She's
okay,
coming.
What are we going to do about...
What about all family members? Are we inviting every single family member?
Well, yeah. Savage.
But your family's huge.
Your family's huge.
Yeah, I know. So we're doing... Is it second cousins or is it just first cousins?
Depends how close you are to them. I've got some second cousins. Like, my mum's side, I don't know the second cousins. My dad's side, I do.
Okay, so what do we think we do with that?
So you just... Whoever you know, you invite.
So we just got to work this out because we're working. And also, this is why the...
Don't, because you're making me stressed.
Yeah, this is why the podcast is so real. That we start discussing these things actually on the podcast. So people think that we actually... pre-plan this, or we prep it, or we do the... No, we're literally, as we do this thing, we start talking about the guest list. You're going to be stressed about this stuff.
The biggest fear of it all is that we have to get everyone's emails. That makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
Why?
I have to message 106 people and say, hi, can I have your email?
Yes.
No.
Are you joking? That's the biggest fear that you have.
You know me in admin. Like, that gives me... full-on pangs of anxiety.
Pass your phone quickly. I want to see how many emails you haven't answered.
No, emails I'm getting better at.
Okay, let me look at your phone quickly. For anyone, this is if anyone's seen someone who doesn't like admin, on Sophie Habu's phone, she has 190 unanswered messages.
Text messages.
She has 83 unanswered WhatsApps. And on her computer at home, she has 10,000 unopened emails. 10,000 unopened emails.
So if anyone ever messages me and you think I'm rude not replying, I just don't like looking at my phone.
If you go to her, like, I don't understand
what are you now looking at?
Well, you even your alarms on your phone is just crazy. Every single time Sophie goes to sleep at night, she sets a brand new alarm.
No, I don't anymore. You taught me not to.
She didn't realise for 10 years or whatever it was that you couldn't just edit an alarm. And so 365 times 10, it's over 3,000, 4,000 different alarms she has on her phone.
Okay, enough's enough.
Sophie, just be honest. The reason for this podcast is to step forward in different things. We have to work out this guest list. We have to find out.
Oh, back to that. Okay. Well, we have to sit down and do it. We did go through it. Someone told us something.
Yeah, someone said to us a great piece of advice. If that person that you were umming and ahhing about inviting, if they turned up at your front door and they said, can I borrow the money that it's going to cost them for them to come to the wedding? Would you give them that money if you're that close to them? If you wouldn't give them the money, then don't invite them.
That's a very, very good point.
It's a great idea, isn't
That's it? That's a great idea. Like, essentially, you just have to think, would I want to sit? And also, like I've said before, do you want to be stuck with them, having small talk with them on your wedding day? If you don't, then you can't invite them.
Oh my God, seating plan as well. That's what we got to start thinking about. And also, not even that. So it's like all of our families are divorced. So where's your dad going to sit? Where's my mum going to sit? They probably sit together.
That's what they do.
Then what about your mum's boyfriend? What about your mum?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Your parents are remarried. Mine aren't remarried. So I don't know whether they would. But Jonathan and Katie would sit on the top table, wouldn't they?
Yeah, everyone would sit on the top table. Yeah.
So then what would my parents?
They're sitting on the top table as well. We're all sitting together on the top table.
Do we have to do that, or can we go against the grain and just not do that? Tiff Watson didn't do a top table.
Okay, so where do you want them to sit?
Like, we could just put everyone in groups.
Okay. We can do anything we want. It's our wedding, honey.
Or do we have to do it really traditionally? Just makes me a bit anxious over the thought of all of that. Like, what are we? Like, the family are just staring at everybody. Like, hello.
All right.
Do we sit with our friends or our family? Our family.
We sit with our family. This is too stressful. I tell you what, by next episode, can we please have made a plan about that?
This Sunday, I think we sit down and we just nail it.
So next week, next episode,
yep,
we will be talking about our plan on the podcast, about guest list, about who we're inviting, about table seating, all of that kind of stuff. That's coming
up. Do you
next.
Have a little bit of anxiety in
yes, me? Yes, you just risen it through the roof.
I have a little flutter in my chest.
Oh, God. This just, you're making me anxious all the time at the moment.
It's not me. It's the bloody guest list. That's the worst bit about this whole wedding. Once that's done...
Do you know what would cheer us up?
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Damn straight. Play that jingle. Today's Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
A very good one. Yours are my favourite superpower. What would we pick? And you have to guess. You know the game. How do we play the game?
I guess what you would be thinking. I think people get that by now.
Yeah, but maybe people are just tuning into this episode.
Okay. You would want to make everybody like you. Right or wrong?
That is the most ridiculous,
right or wrong,
narcissistic,
right or wrong,
the most outrageous superpower I have ever heard.
Really?
My superpower would be that everyone likes me.
You would make everyone like you, yeah. You'd make yourself the most popular boy.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've
ever... Well, go on then. What would it be?
No, it's obviously...
Sounds quite good to you, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound good to me.
You're wishing that superpower was a real thing.
No, that is the most ridiculous one I've ever heard.
No.
It is. That is outrageous.
I couldn't be more sure that that's true.
That's the thing. It's not. Should I tell you mine then?
Go on then.
Power of persuasion.
To persuade everyone to like you.
Persuading everyone to like me.
Yes. What would you be persuading them to do then?
Power of persuasion would be the most powerful superpower you could ever ask for. So I was thinking, flying would suck. You'd fly around for a bit, start raining, and you'd be like, oh, it sucks. I've got to go home again.
Flying would be epic. I could just go now, oh, see you later. Woo, out the window.
Or just smash into the window and go out of it.
Open it.
Yours
soaring above everyone.
Yours.
You could fly up to somebody's bedroom window.
I think your superpower would be like something like, oh, yours would be about looks. Your superpower would be...
You're just trying to like nag me because I just said that you were...
All right, yours would be invisible. I don't know. Yours would be...
No. Okay. The power to control people's minds.
Exactly the same as me.
Mine would be to control people's minds.
To do what with it?
I wouldn't persuade them. I would just steer them in the right direction.
So yours is different. At least there's some sort of persuasion.
So I would just go into a bank, or I could...
What would you do, Gob? Your first thing you do?
I'd make the man just take the whole cash out and just give it to me.
So you would rob a bank?
Yes.
But you would break the law and rob a bank?
No, because I would control his mind, and then I would use that money on charity.
flipped it around. Quite like.
Yeah, I did.
What was the second thing you'd do? You can control people's minds. What would you do?
I would go and get to a private jet and get the pilot to take me to...
Where?
Bora Bora.
Okay. What else would you do?
I would go and get Ed Sheeran to serenade me.
And the last thing you would do?
I would get Kim Kardashian to start a business with me. Or Kris Jenner to take me on as one of her daughters. Okay, come on.
Oh, God.
What would you do with your persuading?
I just be the most powerful one you can ask for.
You would honestly just persuade them to like you.
Oh, get out of here.
Give me an answer then.
I hate this game. All right, guys, as we like to do on the podcast, we always do our wedding favours section. This is where you can write into us on our Instagram account, at Nillyweds Podcast, or send us an email, contact@nillywedspodcast.com, saying different wedding favours. We've had lots over the episodes. We've had about creating your bespoke menu that reminds you of the actual day. We've had save the dates, which are wooden magnets that you can put on fridges.
Love that,
Love that one. Today's wedding favour is... from Amy on Instagram, who says, "Hi, Sophie and Jamie, always your name first. Love the podcast and wondered if you could give my wedding business a little shout out. If you're having kids, oh my God, if you're having kids at your wedding, it can always be tricky to keep them occupied, which is why my business, Yo-Yo Me, could help. I make and design fun, stylish activity packs to keep your little guests happy during the grown-up parts of your wedding day without looking out of place on your top table. You can mix and match what you put in the boxes, from colouring to cameras, and I can make it all bespoke for every couple. If you want to know more, check out my website, www.yoyome.co.uk. Love you guys, and thank you, Amy."
Amy, that is so clever, and that's exactly what we were thinking. That might change our mind then.
Isn't that a great
that is a very good idea, because a lot of people do have, like, my sister's gonna have her friend's babies at the wedding.
Oh my God,
maybe we should.
That is so good, isn't it?
If they're occupied, then it's fine.
I really, really love that one. Hey, Soph.
Yeah.
If I flip a coin, what do you reckon my chances are of getting head?
Zero. Okay.
Right, everyone. Enjoy your week. Anyone getting married or engaged, congratulations. We love you guys. Thank you so much to every single listener who keeps tuning in.
Love you guys.
If you want to get in touch, please do on our social media at Nillyweds Podcast, or send us an email, contact@nillywedspodcast.com.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Soph.
You always finish it off and don't let me say even a peep. So thanks so much, guys, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.